Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Back on Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE has an EV-ready program that provides members with $50 in bill credits toward the installation and wiring, and that would support 240-volt charging in your garage. Find out more at driveev.com. Well, we're talking with Jennifer Sanchez, Steered Straight and Steered Straight 2, Furniture and Thrift, here this morning. And we were both talking about our coughing fits that we've had for the last few weeks. And
I'll swallow the heart.
It's just one of those things that so many people have the crud is going around.
It is. So. I know. And it's summertime. We shouldn't be experiencing this.
No, that's what I say. But so speaking of summertime, mm-hmm. lots of summertime things to talk about. It's back to school. We talked about that a bit last month as well. So back to school time means I'm sure that we're back in the schools talking the program. Michael is.
Yeah, he is. He's actually, he was just in Kentucky last week. It was a school that he's been to before. So that's cool. It's always nice when they're asking him back again. I think I mentioned last time that I didn't even know this before, that he hits like 700 schools in a school year. So that's crazy. But yeah, he's already back. He's back, and he was already up in Kentucky just last week. So I haven't taken a look at the schedule this week. I've been a little busy myself, but eventually I'll take a look at that and see where he's at.
Well, I would I would think that with 700 schools and during the school year, that's probably at least a school a day if you averaged it out, or two schools a day.
It is, and he does, because he'll try to get to, like, and he will. He'll do the grade school, the junior high and high school, and he'll actually even do like a teacher staff thing too. So it's kind of an all-day event. It really is. So, yeah, it's a lot that he packs in there for sure.
He goes really just all over the country. I mean, he probably has more air miles than anyone, huh?
I know. I would love to be like, hey, so for my bonus, could we pass on some air miles so I can do some traveling?
Yeah.
He has to, because he's just always at one school or another and just at the next place. So he is just very busy. And if it's not a school, it might be a prison, because he does a lot. He still does the prison ministries. And that's kind of where Darla actually steps in a little bit more. She'll actually go to the women's prisons and she'll talk to them. Mm-hmm. So his wife Darla will step in a little bit more. Once in a great while, Darla will be a part of a school presentation, but that's typically Michael's bread and butter. And he actually has, does he have four speakers now? He's got four other speakers that are helping him with this. And so it's not just Michael. He's got four other speakers that will get out there. So if he gets like double and triple booked, that's where the other speakers play in and help out Michael. So there are other people who will also talk about this too.
Yeah, that's awesome. So as you continue to grow, my point about all the flying and the car rentals, and you know, if it's a trip that you can make in a car, he'll drive, all this kind of thing, but it still costs money if you're staying overnight. Maybe you're going to New England and you want to try to book several schools there and for a few days in a row, and so all of that costs money.
It does. So a lot of schools, they do have money that's allocated for programs like this, but not every school does. Just like you can just think off the top of your head, some schools have got money, some schools don't.
Right.
And he doesn't want to leave any school or student behind. So he will do schools that don't have any money allocated to them as a pro bono. He goes in there. So that's where my store kicks in and takes over. So whatever profits we make, we're helping him to stay out there. So if he needs that car rental for another day, or he needs that hotel night for another day, because he's going to now a school that's not paying him. And that happens quite a bit. So he just refuses to leave any school or student behind. So if they can pay, awesome. If they can't, he's still there.
Well, and I would think too that, you know, not every school is or whatever is paid doesn't cover everything. And then, you know, you also have to provide for your family and all that kind of thing. So it's all part of the process. And that's where the store comes into play.
Absolutely.
Here.
Mm-hmm. It does.
And lots of donations, I'm sure, to the organization, too, just from grassroots efforts. And yes. So Steered Straight, you can find out more online about Steered Straight. And at the thrift store, which we're honored to have here in Rutherford County, just because knowing what it's helping, but also it's great for thrifters who want to get out and get some good deals.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I have always loved it. So I'm in my sweet spot. I've always loved thrifting, estate sailing, garage sale. Like I've done that forever. I feel like my mom started me out on it, and I loved it, and I've done it, still do it to this day. So yes, we put a lot of pride into our store and keeping it decorated and cleaned and going. And right now we're in a huge process of kind of reorganizing. So we are coming to the very tail ends of all of our summer clothes. We actually have what's left is just a dollar. So we've got dollar clothes right now. We've got $2 summer shoes. Kids clothes are $2 for $1. So swimwear we got for $1, $2. So we are coming to the end of that. So by the end of this week, we will have your sweaters for you. Even though it'll be 92 degrees, we'll have your sweaters and your hoodies and your jacket. So, yeah, this is our flip over week. So, so we do have some dollar items still, and we'll be bringing out the sweaters and long sleeve shirts.
It's always amazing to me. I mean, you still need to get a short sleeve shirt every now and then, you know, this time of the year, and you go and you shop and look, and there's nothing but sweatpants and long shirts and sweatshirts around.
I really wish I had the floor space. I'd have every season out the whole time, but I just don't have the floor space for it. So I have to do this flip. I've got to make sure that we get into what, I mean, they've been asking for it. They really have. They're like, where's the long sleeve, where's the sweaters, where's the hoodies? And we're like, it's coming.
They're trying to get all the back to school stuff done and be prepared for the fall, I guess.
Yeah, huh? It is. So we are now working in it. So we had a really great over the weekend big summer sale, and that went really well. So kind of what's left are now like that dollar, $2 right now. And then our goal this week is getting that cleaned up and getting that where that needs to go and bringing out the winter stuff. And I also have because it was also part of the sale was our furniture. So that furniture is now gone, which praise Jesus. So I actually just filled it back up again. So I had a truckload of furniture waiting in the wing. So I've got new sofas and tables and all that kind of waiting now to be seen.
Oh, cool.
So I've got some new stuff on the floor. So it's going to be a good week for new.
So do you have Halloween stuff out yet, or is that coming in a few?
Very little.
Okay.
Very little. I do have a little bit of a fall area. So we need to get this done first. We need to get the switchover done.
Yeah.
I'm going to say in 2 weeks, like that second week of September, we'll turn our vintage area. So we've got different rooms. We've got a vintage room, and we'll clean that out and we'll turn that into Halloween and fall. And then just a couple of weeks after that, we'll actually turn our boutique room into Christmas. So it is all coming. It is coming.
Wow.
It's in the wings. I've got a calendar schedule so we kind of can do it and do it right. Because again, that's kind of the pride of the store is that we decorate well and we put things out well for our customers. So I'd say within 2 weeks, our vintage room will be switched over to Halloween and fall.
And a month away from Christmas, really?
It will be.
Wow.
Yeah. So a month away, we'll decorate for Christmas.
That's crazy to believe. So Halloween, Christmas, how many of the big holidays do you actually go all out and create rooms for?
Just those two, really.
Really?
That is the most. Oh, we have so much. Thank our donors. Holy cow.
Mm-hmm.
We get so much in Halloween and Christmas. I mean, it takes up the most space in our storage area. So, yeah, really, that's kind of, our other holidays that come up, we might just take some shelves apart and just decorate those as those shelves go or what's fitted. But no, we have to take a room apart. We got to disassemble a whole room, pack that up for later. And yeah.
And I guess seasonally too, you'll put out lots of spring things, you know, decor for spring and summer, then fall.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, after this year's over with and we pack up the last of Christmas, and we'll eventually start pushing out spring again. That's crazy. I know, it's one season after another.
You have to, you stay at least a month or two ahead of actual calendar, though, it seems like.
We do. Yeah. And that people ask for it, and I totally get it, because they want to go ahead, you know, be ready for it, or be like, hey, I like that. And especially thrift store stuff, because we get in some old things, like really cool old stuff. So I can kind of get, I get that. I get the, when's it coming? I need to mark my calendar, because they're asking. So my employees all know when that's supposed to come out. So we've already been telling customers, yeah, look for it the second week of September will be Halloween stuff. So, because they're looking for those really, you know, 1950s, 60s stuff that's from Halloween, and we get that.
Wow.
We get the old stuff. So it's neat, and people like that.
Yeah. So where can we find Steered Straight to Furniture and Thrift?
So it's at 1007 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, right across from Dirt Cheap and Bargain Hunt. We're in a little shopping plaza. There's a convenience store right next to us, an awning place in the other. We're right in the middle. And if you're going to donate, you actually just drive right around the building. We're the only garage door back there, and you can just donate back there to us. But yes, we are in the old AG's sporting goods store.
Right.
I remembered. And because I just actually talked about it like 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, so I remembered. Otherwise, you can always call me 615-896-5718 if you have any questions. And we do pickups on large donations. So like I just said, we got new furniture that was just put on the floor just right now today. If you got furniture, or you just got done with your garage sale, or you, well, not done with your garage sale, you know you're gonna have a garage sale in a couple of weeks, give me a call, because I'm usually about 2 weeks booked out. So give me a call and we can get you on the schedule to pick up the leftover garage sale stuff or the larger furniture items.
Sounds good. Yeah. Jennifer, thanks for coming in.
And thank you.
Get those sweaters out.
we are working on it today. We're working on it today.
Jennifer Sanchez joining us today with Steered Straight and Steered Straight to Furniture and Thrift on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Thanks for joining us today. If you missed part of the program, want to check the podcast, it'll be up shortly at WGNSradio.com. Have a great one, everybody.